the door on him. The skeleton was right. Felipe didn't have much time. Just as he was darting out of his room, his father came down the hall.
"Careful now, Felipe. No running,"
his father said, and Felipe stopped running until his father rounded the corner. Then he ran the rest of the way to the vase. Standing in front of the glass container, he wrestled with his new choice. Break a vase and keep his secret, or save his mother the heartache of losing an heirloom and take his punishment for his bad grade. His father entered Felipe's room. He moved to the closet door. He raised his hand to the closet handle. Felipe could hear its familiar rattle. Slowly, his father turned the handle. Crash! The heirloom vase fell to the floor with a great shattering sound. Felipe's father came at once to see the damage. His face went white. The vase was in several dozen pieces.
"Sorry, I was running,"
Felipe lied.
And it fell over. I couldn't catch it."
His father sighed and took his own head into his hands. It seemed as if he was trying to keep his anger from escaping out of his ears. After a moment, he said,
"Accidents happen. I'll clean this up. You get to work on your closet. A fully cleaned house might help your mother be less upset when she finds out."
Felipe did as he was told. It took him quite a while to get all of the coats and socks put away. The skeleton stood in the corner of the closet the entire time, watching. It still held the report card. As Felipe was finishing up vacuuming the closet, he heard his mother come in the front door. He could hear her weep a little after speaking to his father. It was clear she'd been told about the vase. Then Felipe heard his mother walking towards his room. His heartbeat quickened. With the closet clean, there was now nowhere left to hide the report card, not to mention a full-sized skeleton. Besides, the skeleton still held the report card in its bony hands and didn't seem likely to give it up. The report card held power over Felipe after all. His mother's footsteps resounded from the hall.
"I'll keep your secret for a sin," the skeleton said.
"All right," Felipe said urgently. "What is it? What would you have me do?"
"Smoke this cigarette."
The skeleton held out a lit cigarette. The smell of it infiltrated the closet in an instant. There would be no hiding it like he might be able to hide the F on his report card. Reluctantly, Felipe took the cigarette in his mouth. As he did, the skeleton withdrew into the dark corner of the closet. The door opened, and Felipe looked at his mother. Her mouth was wide open. Angrily, she snatched the cigarette and threw it in the nearby sink.
"What has gotten into you?"
she said, and set about digging through the dresser drawers, looking for more cigarettes.
"Where did you get that cigarette?"
Felipe had to think fast, or she'd discover the skeleton in the closet and his report card.
"From Thomas next door. It was the only one."
She stopped digging through his sock drawer.
"We'll just have to see what he has to say about this,"
his mother said, and walked away. She shouted from down the hall,
"You're grounded."
A few minutes later, she returned with Thomas. Thomas refused to admit he'd given Felipe the cigarette. He hadn't, after all, but Felipe had to get him to take the blame. Since their stories didn't line up, Felipe's mother told them to take a minute to talk it over and come to the truth. She left, and Felipe brought Thomas into the closet to muffle their voices in case his mother was listening.